My time as a human was over. But I never felt more alive. I thought we would be safe forever. But forever isn't as long as I'd hoped.
I have to report a crime. The Collins, they've done something terrible.
Tell Tori, thanks for Nesme's an immortal child.
She was born, not bitten. She grows every single day.
What is it, Alice?
The Volturi. They're coming for us.
Okay, here's the deal. If you love, love, love the Twilight series, if you've seen all the movies, if you swoon when Robert Pattinson shows up on a television show, and if you wept when Kristen Stewart was found cheating on him this past year, you'll love, love, love Breaking Dawn Part 2. With that said, it's a terrible movie. Featuring the typical wooden acting, Looney Tunes-style editing, nonsensical plot elements, no cogent chronology, and some of the worst computer-generated visual effects you'll ever see in a blockbuster, Breaking Dawn Part 2 is easily the worst way you could end an already terrible franchise. But even then, I can't say I wasn't entertained. Although not at all what the filmmakers intended, this is one of the funniest films of the year. Like Human Centipede 2, it fails miserably at its mission, but it ends up being one of the best so-bad-it's-good comedies in a long time. Still, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 gets only 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.